Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Perks.com.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check, you even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by The Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Here we are, John Martin. We've got Tigers games to talk about. Your old beat writer washed it. I had it sideways to start it out on Jimmy Davenport's Facebook Live. Thank God for Jimmy Davenport. He delivered yesterday.
Yes, he did.
But I was willing, John, to do whatever I had to do to get my first look at this team so I could come to you today with some takes on it.
Well, you know what? I found myself over there as well. I think I was actually watching some of Drew Hill's feed on Periscope. I actually think that's where I was watching a lot of it.
I have a hard time saying it, not thinking about Cisco when you say his name.
Drew Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I was watching, you know, and that's the beauty of America. You have a choice in this country, right? You can watch Jimmy Davenport's feed. You can watch Drew Hill's feed.
How was his feed?
It was great. I mean, he was
in and out, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in and out, but I watched.
Couldn't depend on him as much as I could Jimmy.
No, that is true. But I watched, I don't know, the last 3-4 minutes of the game. You know, a lot of stuff to take away from the game as the Tigers.
I got some hot ones.
They dispose of the Grand Canyon Giants or whoever they are.
We'll put a little bit more respect on the Commonwealth Bank Giants name, please.
Yes, Commonwealth
Bank. Did you see my boy DeShawn Taylor? Did you see him?
No, I didn't. I didn't really notice anybody on that team.
Oh, well, thanks. He had 30. He was the guy I told you to watch out for.
But, yes, Memphis looks the part, right? They look talented. They look big. They look athletic. And they put up 114 points yesterday. They get their first win in the Bahamas without James Wiseman, without Precious Achiuwa. It's one of those things where you can get carried away.
I've got something to say on every player.
Oh, you got an observation.
So I may be in that camp, John. Maybe I'm overreacting.
We have a big show planned for you today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, former Miami Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder. This has been a mission for this show for, I don't know, 2 years?
I almost want to cry.
Don't do that, please.
Because when you told me that Brad Carson, our producer, our fine producer, had booked Channing Crowder, John, it was the end of what had been we talk about President Rudd's sort of crusade to get Memphis into the Big 12 or whatever Power 5 conference you can. Well, my crusade had been to get Channing Crowder on the show.
Now, when Brad did it,
Brad, you blew me away. Thank you.
Surprise. Channing Crowder, of all people.
Channing Crowder, of all people. Because if you remember, not long after a pretty good career for the Miami Dolphins. He played with Zach Thomas down there, probably more toward the end of Zach's career. Channing Crowder admitted that during games, he peed in his pants every time.
Every time?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine admitting that later on? And what would be the gain there? The only gain, John, is if it's something that you need, that the Lord wanted you to say. And we may even get into it today with Channing. No, seriously, he's fantastic on football. He's a guest I want to have a long time. So, Brad, thank you again. I'm sure he's got plenty of story for us.
Yeah, so we're going to be
joined. You're probably looking that up, aren't you?
No, but I will during the break, trust me. So we'll be joined by Channing Crowder.
I wonder how many guys do that.
11:25. I know Moises Alou used to piss on his hands.
Well, that was actually for some benefit, according to Moises. It helped with the blisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you never heard that?
Did I surprise you by knowing that Moises Alou pissed on his hands? I think I should have. You know,
that's a pretty random thing to know about.
That's
a random baseball story that makes you almost look like you follow.
I do accidentally.
It's clever.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, Channing Crowder are going to join us at 11:25. At 12:25, we're going to dip into the Bahamas for the first time when we talk to Mike Sadie from News Channel 3 WREG. He's down there. You tell me he is the only television station down there?
As far as I know.
Okay. Yeah,
and they're doing spots from down there the entire time, keeping us informed. At some point, Sadie had a Facebook Live set up, too. People were going, if you couldn't get in that Tigers basketball fan page, Sadie had you right on his, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I don't know if that was the entire game. We can ask him, but he's... To your point, it'll be our first dip in the waters of Bahamas the Bahamas today.
Yes, and we live in an era where it doesn't really matter if it's true or not. As long as you just say it, it's just it can be true. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. So Mike Sadie will join us at 12:25, and then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins will join us. We will talk to him about his observations from the game yesterday, what he's been doing in the Bahamas. Tigers do play again today. Who do they play today? I have no clue.
The Providence Storm.
Not
to be confused with the Providence Friars.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I saw something. I don't know who it was from. It was this morning, but they were talking about, maybe it was Drew Hill or something. I was listening to Calkins on Jeffrey Wright this morning, but they were talking about, just who was going to play for the Commonwealth Bank Giants.
Yeah.
And it was whoever could get off work.
That would go along with your 40-year-old theory.
Yes, whoever could get off that day is who was going to suit up for the Commonwealth Bank Giants.
Deshaun Taylor was ready.
Yeah.
Had 30.
Yeah.
After 39 against Temple.
That's true.
Put some respect on former Norfolk State standout Deshaun Taylor, please.
So anyway, that was the show today. I know you watched
killing him.
Basically the entire thing, and I will now I will get off the floor. It is yours. Please go crazy.
What, you gonna act like you didn't? You weren't encouraged yesterday?
Oh, I was encouraged. It don't take much for me.
I'm a little bit scared to give you some of my observations because it feels like you think I'm overreacting.
Well, I mean, yes. Again, they played a bunch of scrubs in the Bahamas, and they're supposed to do this. But go ahead.
You're sure?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay,
please. Player by player.
No, well, I was kidding about having one on each player. But I will tell you this. Here's one thing that was encouraging. 22 assists, and if you watched that game or at least watched an extended portion of it, if you could, it was evident, right? And again, it probably needs to be said again, you can't pull too much out of it because of the level of competition. So what you did see, right, you're focusing more on the Tigers and what they're doing. And what you saw, and again, the situation lends itself to this, but it was good to see, was a team that enjoyed setting each other up. A team that enjoyed sort of everybody getting theirs yesterday, that's a good sign because, look, and I think early on when they got down, and I want to say that, maybe about 8 points or so, 8-9 points, there's a little bit where you're going, this is looking a little shaky because what I think you saw initially were guys coming out, hunting shots, looking to get them going. But afterwards, and I'll tell you what, Alex Lomax yesterday, 5 steals, it kind of stood out because those steals got them out into what they were doing. Whether it was Lance Thomas, his activity, which pretty much it picked up third quarter, all of it, there were some encouraging signs. But I thought right there at the top was a team that enjoyed getting Lester the ball to see another shot, getting Tyler another three. Tyler enjoying, I think it was 6 assists for him, no turnovers, that important, showing – hey, I can be a setup guy. And so there was a lot of that. And look, again, it's who you're going against. They're going to be like this when they're up in Knoxville. We don't know yet, right? It's what happens when you get down where you see if you're still that team that enjoys doing that, if that's a part of your scheme then. But it was an absolute good thing to see, John. I hope, I hope that's not too encouraging for you. What? That I'm not going crazy. I'm not predicting a deep run here with that one.
What we cannot do.
Do you agree
today,
with that?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, what we cannot do today, what we cannot do is go insane.
You and this.
What we cannot do is overreact.
Oh my gosh.
But I will tell you, and I don't know if it was like coming from like a separate room in the Baja Mar. I don't know if it was just a result of the grainy feed that I was on, whether it was Drew Hills or Jimmy Davenport, but or maybe I was just entranced by Lester Quiñones' shorts. I really don't know.
Oh yeah.
But I heard a faint sound, man. Like maybe it was the squeaking of the shoes, but I heard a faint sound when I'm watching this Memphis Tiger basketball team, and it kind of sounded like this.
Oh, John. Oh, John. You played that so well.
Now,
I thought you were for real.
Here is the only questions that I have about this Memphis basketball team. Will they go 40-0, or will they lose one along the way?
You're with me.
Will they lose one along the way?
We're going to overreact together. As brothers,
it is hard. It's going to take a better man than me to not get carried away after what we saw yesterday in the Bahamas.
John, there was no Precious, no James.
No Precious, no James. It would have probably put up 214.
Man, on the 40-year-old. Like
I think they're good. I think Precious and James are good for 50 apiece.
That 40-year-old's dang near beat Temple.
Yeah.
Temple's in your conference.
Look, I mean, Damian Ball looked absolutely incredible.
Ooh, ooh.
That dunk he had, you know, I mean, that was an amazing play.
Made SportsCenter top 10, number 9, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, we said going into this that we wanted to see something from Lance, and we did.
Active, just you know? Like Penny said he would be, John.
You know, Lester Quiñones, I thought, you know, I know everybody's focused on his shorts, and maybe we need to have a heart to heart, you know.
What you gonna tell that man?
It's his life, it's his legs.
That's right.
But can you win a championship with those shorts, though?
YOLO.
That is my question. But even him, like, the you know, people have sort of pegged him and pigeonholed him as a shooter.
Shooter.
But he is a playmaker, you know. Great vision we saw yesterday. There's a couple great finds he had,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's such a big guard that defensively he's going to be on the floor pretty much all times, I feel like. Everything we thought we knew about this basketball team going into this week, it was on full display yesterday. Now, again, competition be damned. You know, we know that it's we know the score, right?
Deshaun Taylor, good.
But at the same time, you know, what you're trying to do this week as an observer is can you see it? You know, is it there?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer is a resounding absolutely it is there.
Oh,
man.
I'm so glad you're with me.
It's hard not to be.
You scared me to start this thing off.
No, like I said, I mean, the only question is, you know, will the Tigers drop one? You know?
Yep.
Or are we talking about, you know, Yellow
Running
Brick Road, 40-0.
Holy cow.
National championship.
Brother, you are with me again, and we are one. Like Frankie Beverly and Mays used to say, brother. I'm with you on a lot of that. We probably are overreacting. Maybe I need to be the one to pull us back down to earth. But I tell you what, when you see a Boogie Ellis, right, who was advertised as a shooter, right, like a guy who liked to get his, a guy who liked to put up the points, an efficient 8 points, and then to see him go to the board, 6 rebounds, team high plus 26 in the plus minus, right? A guy who yesterday was just fitting in, playing ball with everybody else. You know, again, Tyler Harris, 6 assists. He didn't shoot the ball well. Mm-hmm. Alex Novak, getting them started with the 5 steals. That stood out. I think 5 of their 11 steals coming from Lomax. And so you saw a little bit from everybody. Even Jaden Hardaway got some points in there, scored through some contact as well as a 3. Guys looked good yesterday. What Penny said after the game was precisely what I was thinking right after closing the live of Jimmy Davenport. And again, God bless Jimmy Davenport for what he did yesterday for this city and for Tiger Nation and others who had it out. Penny said afterwards scary. Because what you're thinking is, okay, yeah, bad team. And I tell you, a team that gave Temple a run, Temple's in your conference. Bad team, right? But look how many points they put up without Wiseman and Precious. This is with Lance, right?
Yep.
And with Isaiah Maurice. And let's give credit where it's due because we haven't said his name yet, and it's probably too low in this talk about yesterday. DJ Jeffries.
No doubt.
Yes, the 21 points, but the 8 rebounds playing as a big yesterday. And you saw, we've talked about him. he's a guy that's versatile enough, right, to, you know, he's a scorer. He can play that face-up game for you at the three all day long. But what you saw yesterday with Lance Thomas at center, right, tipping it off, DJ at the four, and again, you had to do it yesterday. He's hitting the boards for you. I thought, we know DJ can score. He'll get you buckets. But yesterday, to sort of see him hit the boards, that's his assignment as that power forward. Good to see. DJ Jeffries was good yesterday. Needs to continue to do that. He was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, again,
you
like
you ready to go to the book for the Final Four? You ready to book them tickets?
I mean, they're gonna be young. Like that is obvious.
Go ahead and play it again, Brad. We may as well live it up.
But they're just going to be overwhelming talent wise in 95% of the games that they're playing in. You know, I mean, Oregon will be a pretty even matchup. Tennessee is going to be a hostile environment, but they lost so much from last year that you're going to have the advantage there. The reality of it is that is all you want in college basketball. You know, yes, coaching matters, especially in the NCAA tournament when you're talking about the Sweet 16, Elite Eight. But at the end of the day, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a coaching advantage or a talent advantage?
Mm.
And I know we're traumatized by the Josh Pastner years, you know, because it always felt like they had the talent advantage, yet, you know, they'd lose 10 games. But at the same time, you take that every single time out.
Yep.
Give me the more talented team. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the reality of it is, I mean, Memphis has the number one recruiting class. They've got James Wiseman. They've got Precious Achiuwa. They didn't even have him yesterday. They looked dominant. You know, imagine what happens when they're in the rotation. I mean, it's gonna be that kind of a year.
I thought it was a really good day. It was your guy, the guy you had pointed out, though, and we touched on earlier, but for Lance Thomas, 19-8.
Absolutely.
From him as sort of that guy that – don't you see him as just sort of what we saw?
Yep.
That sort of kind of X factor behind Precious. And maybe, John, at times on the floor together. Maybe you can put him at the three or Precious at the three, and they're all out there together. But you can see why Penny's got so much confidence in him. That's a guy who's as active as anybody out there. And you could tell watching him yesterday, again, against Scrubs, give you that. But you could see that activity level would have helped them so much last year. You could see why Penny kept going. Best big in practice because the guy's active and he brings the energy. He'll be a factor for them this year in multiple positions probably.
I mean, I'm joking about going undefeated. They're not going to go undefeated because the Derrick Rose year didn't go undefeated. They had, you know, the blend of upperclassmen and they brought in Derrick Rose.
You're right. You know, nice blend there.
So they won't go undefeated. That's ridiculous. But, I mean, I think there is a scenario based on what we saw yesterday. Again, take the opponent out of it, right? Like, the opponent almost is meaningless in this conversation. It's what you saw individually on display skill set-wise, and you extrapolate that. You know, the conference is going to be down. We know that.
Yeah.
The non-conference schedule is absolutely manageable. So could they get through a season with three losses? Absolutely.
What's it going to be, John? Dream big.
Well,
Three seed? Four seed?
I'm going to give them a two seed. I'm giving them a two seed. They're a two seed in the NCAA tournament.
You wanted a big hot take.
Yeah.
Off that win yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
I think they are absolutely.
There it is.
I will be disappointed if they're not a two seed on the talent that they've got.
You're with me.
We're not talking about five seed or four seeds anymore.
Are we overreacting?
No. This was our first look at the team, and it was close a little bit in the second quarter, you know. But, I mean, it was everything we expected from them. You know, to a man, right? Everybody delivered. And yes, it will be different because, guys, you know, it's not going to just be all joy and you know, double rainbows once the season begins because
– like when you're over at ECS.
Yeah, guys are
and
going –
and everybody's getting theirs.
Exactly. Guys –
except you.
Are going to – no, I you should have saw me last night.
You didn't need to, like, dwell in that.
I was
just
inspired.
Keep on rolling.
I was inspired
keep
by that. Lance Thomas's performance. Ask about me.
I will.
It's a pickup game. So, I mean, hell, it was a pickup game they played yesterday.
If
Let's
you didn't
be
get a tech, it was a success. Grayson.
It's not going to be all double rainbows. But, again, what you see is that everybody on this team is capable of playing. Even Jaden Hardaway, who, you know, again, we talked about him after that open practice. Like, he's a shot maker.
And it's with 8 points.
And there's going to be scenarios in the season, I truly believe, where Penny goes to him.
I think it's because Penny's got confidence in him or is at least going to give him a shot. And it may be early season. We see what he can do. But I saw you could see growth, particularly in the strength from Jaden Hardaway. Again, you can't just be a corner shooter on this team. There's too much talent on it. That's the thing, again, about yesterday. You see all that talent. guys, you can't just be one thing on this squad. Penny's going to pull you off of it. You have to be capable of, you know, of helping this team in multiple ways. And so whether it's Jaden, whether it's anybody else, you're going to have to be multifaceted for this team because they're so loaded.
Early,
my gosh, 114 without Precious and James. It feels like a Final Four.
It does. Hey, you know what? You know how long it's been?
What a special year this could be.
You know, I'm sure there are people out there driving around saying this is ridiculous.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of them.
They beat some, you know, they beat some crumb bums and the Baja Men.
Crumb bum, Baja Men.
The dudes who sing Red, Red One. That's who they beat yesterday.
No, those dudes are white. Oh. Pretty sure they're white.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know about Simply Red?
UB40?
I can't remember which
they're
one
white.
Of them is one of them.
Anyway, sorry about that. But at the same token, that's who they beat yesterday. So I know there are people out there who are driving around saying, guys, this is ridiculous. But at the same time, we haven't been able to harbor unbridled excitement about a Memphis basketball team in what feels like 10, 15 years. So go crazy, man.
Well.
Like whatever.
At least until it's close in the first quarter with the storm later today.
Yeah, if they lose today, I mean, the season's canceled.
Right.
Yeah. You
know, and then we can overreact to that.
Exactly. But yeah. For today,
see what we did there?
I want you to feel like you can go. There is nothing that is impossible for this Memphis basketball team.
John, I like the way you dream.
At least for today. All right, we'll come back. Channing Crowder going to join us. We will talk to him about the NFL and more. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
At home or far from home, heroes feed their hunger with the extra large two-topping superhero pizza. 10 massive slices and two toppings of your choice. Delivered in a special Spider-Man Far From Home collectible box. All for the blockbuster price of just $12. It's a deal of epic proportions and is only available at Papa John's. See Spider-Man Far From Home. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Rated PG-13 at participating U.S. stores. Taxes and delivery fee extra.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right. For only $25 a month, you'll have access to all 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online. ATCFitness.com. ATC Fitness. Exercise your right to look good.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In the show, we are going to go through the University of Memphis basketball program's all-decade team. I've put it together. I know there will be some arguments. I know there will be some controversy over it. And I'm looking forward to going through that with you a little bit later in the show. But right now, he is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. His name is Channing Crowder. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, what's going on, man?
How you doing, brother? Appreciate y'all having me up in Memphis. I come through Tennessee and tell y'all barbecue the peaches every now and again.
Now, do you stop and tear it up, or you just get it and keep on driving through Tennessee and Memphis?
Oh, I've stayed there, you know, back in my single days. I had women all over. So I had me some country women there in Memphis. You know, I had some ladies that knew how to cook, you know, the Tennessee women. Back in my day, I used to be in Tennessee a lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's always good to have you on the show, Channing, and we appreciate the time. What are your Dolphins doing there in Miami, man? For us, we look at the situation down there at quarterback, and, you know, certainly Ryan Fitzpatrick's a vet, and he gets the respect he deserves. But, I mean, for them to go out and trade and acquire Josh Rosen and give up what they did, I mean, what does it say that this is a competition at this juncture?
It is a competition, but it's a bigger picture, man. You know, Chris Greer, he took over the GM job. They bring in Brian Flores. You know, the whole regime changed. This is the first time the whole regime changed since the 2007-08 season when Cam Cameron's terrible coaching ass came down here and ruined the franchise. So we had to bring in Parcells, Tony Sperano. So they reset then, and then 08 we went on, you know, to go to the playoffs that season with the Wildcat, Ronnie and Ricky. But that wasn't sustainable. I was on that team. That wasn't sustainable at all, you know, false for fan type thing. They're really trying to reset. What they did was, if you look at how they got Rosen, they traded back with New Orleans. So they acquired the second round pick, trading back, and then traded the second round they got from, you know, the second rounder and the fifth rounder. So if you really want to look at it, they traded a fifth rounder to get Rosen, who was the number 10 pick the year before. We had 11. The Arizona Cardinals jumped over the Dolphins that year before to get Rosen. I heard the rumors were they weren't even going to draft Rosen if he did fall to 11 that season. Mm-hmm. But when we got Rosen, Arizona gave up on him. He's a young guy. He's 22 years old. He was highly loved and touted out of UCLA. So Arizona put him in the fire. Terrible offensive line. Terrible offense. You know, coach got fired. OC was changed. Byron Leftwich took over halfway through the season. They don't really know what the evaluation of Rosen is.
Right.
They're going to find out this year. This is what they're doing. They want to find out what Rosen can do. Find out if Rosen can. And this is what Rosen's goal is, to make the Dolphins forget about Tua, forget about Herbert, and forget about Jake Fromm.
Right.
Because if we're terrible, we're going to have a top pick. We've got to get a franchise quarterback. They bring Rosen in to see if we can forget about getting a top-rated quarterback next season. And this is Fitzpatrick's job. It's, you know, if you just look at what it is, 2 years, $11 million, puppy money. I know people listening saying $11 million is puppy money. When you look at what quarterbacks are making now, you know, Dak Prescott wants to get 40. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, $5.5 million a year is nothing. Fitzpatrick's 37 years old. I've been retired 9 years, fellas. I played against Fitzpatrick a number of times with a number of teams. He is a 5-11 quarterback. He'll have some excitement like he did with Tampa last year.
Yep.
He's going to have 350-yard passing game, three touchdowns, and the next week, you know what he's going to do? 162 yards, two interceptions, a fumble, forced fumble, fumble recovery, forced touchdown. He's going to have the ups and downs of Fitzpatrick's entire career. The man's 37 years old. He brings a little energy. He brings a little veteran presence to it. But the entire quarterback situation with Miami this year is to find out if Rosen can make us forget about drafting one of those guys by next season. That's the entire situation with those quarterbacks.
You laid it out perfectly. That's sure what it looks like to me. I ask you this one. You know him well. What's Tannehill going to do in Tennessee? Is he going to be one of the best backups in the league? Or from what we've seen from Mariota and him needing to take that job and by the horns and sort of hadn't yet, it's a determination year for him on whether you pay him or not. You think Tannehill becomes a starter?
Oh, I'm going to tell you this. Tannehill is going to have Tennessee fans frustrated because right now there's a competition right now between him, how he played in that first preseason game, flawless. Two touchdowns.
He was good.
So I watched Tannehill for years. I defended Tannehill for years. He got with Adam Gase. He had, like, the people around him, Mike Sherman came with him from college, so they were babying him. Tannehill is one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the league. He's not a top 20. But he's at bottom 12, and he's going to do it. He's going to do everything right. To be honest, guys, I went to church with Ryan Tannehill. I know his wife. I know his kids.
Oh, wow.
Tannehill's a beautiful son. He's a great person. He's a top 25 quarterback, and that's what he's going to be the rest of his life. But the thing about Mariota, if Mariota gets hurt, and those Tennessee fans and Mike Vrabel and them guys, they see Tannehill play, structure, good energy, leader, you know, it is a great feeling to have Tannehill run your huddle. He's not going to go double-digit wins. That's not what he is.
Right.
So I think he can steal Mariota's job. He can steal anybody's job, and he's going to get you right around 500. He's not going to make mistakes. But Tannehill, if there is a guy one-on-one down the sideline to throw a jump ball or a tight end wide open in the flat at 7 yards, he's going to the flat every single time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to take that big chance. He's not going to go let guys make it. He's going to get a first down. That's all he wants to do is get a first down. He doesn't want to go for the big shot. That's why he is a very conservative. That's why he's a very safe quarterback. He would be the best backup in the league. But like I said, he could start for a number of teams in the league and just get you right around 500. He did it us for 7 years. He's not tricking me anymore. And Tennessee will find out soon if they start him. He's going to have – it's not even the ups and downs of Fitzpatrick. It's a steady mid-ground 8-8 performance. No big numbers, no terrible games. Just sitting right in the middle. So if they want that, you got Tannehill, start him. If you want to do something, you got to start somebody else because Tannehill's not going to take the season to the playoffs.
I'm curious, do you put a healthy Mariota, and Lord knows, I mean, that's the thing on his career now is can he stay there? But do you put a healthy Mariota in that top 20 you just talked about? Or no?
Not really. I haven't seen enough out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I question those guys. I want to see guys come in the league like a Michael Vick did. Michael Vick was very athletic. He could run. I played him. They had me spying him one time. And I went to run at him, and he took the hell off, and he was 15 yards away from me before I could blink my eye. So I've seen, like, the athletic quarterback. Like, what Raven's doing with Lamar Jackson right now. He led the NFL in rushing, all-time rushing attempts out of a quarterback in the start of the season. I don't trust those guys. And that's my personal opinion. I don't trust those guys. If they want to run Kyler Murray, Josh Allen in Buffalo, when you got a quarterback that's a glorified tailback, I don't trust it. Mariota was that athlete. I haven't seen enough out of Mariota sitting in the pocket, really, you know, really
dissecting,
standing tall, tearing their ass up,
mm-hmm.
18, 15, 12, 7, 15, go for the people, go 40. If that's incomplete, come back. Get your play action going. I haven't seen enough out of Mariota. I expected a lot more out of him coming out of college.
Me too.
But once you've watched him for the season, once you've watched the injuries, and, you know, that's the thing in the league, too, because we have a receiver down here by the name of Devontae Parker, who looks like he could be Randy Moss. His body's not made like that. Maybe he was a Similac baby. Maybe he didn't drink that milk. He just injured too much. Mariota's on that same path, but even when Mariota's healthy, he hasn't convinced me that he can translate that athleticism to an NFL quarterback standard. And y'all know what that looks like. I always tell people, they criticize me. If you tell me to pick a quarterback, I want a pocket guy. I want him about 6 foot plus. I want to be able to stand in there and deliver the ball by taking a hit. If your first thought is to run the ball when you get under pressure, you can be great in college. You cannot make it in the NFL.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, Antonio Brown has frostbitten feet. He needs a helmet. He's being sued by a celebrity chef. I'm sure there's another lawsuit somewhere out there. Is this ever going to get off the ground for Antonio Brown and the Oakland Raiders?
It will. It will. It's going to be all this and money and success, minus football. Steve Jobs was different before he was a billionaire. Like, money and success change people. And Antonio Brown, very humble, late round pick, I believe sixth round pick, just came in grinding. And then they gave him all this money. And then the Raiders gave him another 30. And he's changing. His little flag getting up. His ego's getting up. He's complaining about a lot. It's like a pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? If you were a 5 or 6, she'll run with you a little bit. If you're with a 10, she's going to be very high sprung, very needy, very, I only drink mineral water. I don't drink spring water. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's where Antonio Brown has gotten. When Sunday hit, bro, this is the thing. I played with a bunch of players. Joey Porter was kind of like this. He would complain. He would worry the coaches. The coaches would be worried about him. Going out at night, coming in a little late. When they turned that light on Sunday night,
yes, sir,
when they snapped that ball on Sunday afternoon, Peasy was about to ball. Antonio Brown gets on that field, he's going to ball. You have to deal with Antonio Brown for 6 days out of the week. If you can deal with him for those 6 days, or those 349 days that you don't have to play a football game, you would love him for those 16 regular season and into the playoffs if you make it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a high sprung. He just needs attention. The helmet thing, the injury thing, the cryotherapy thing, I didn't have a problem with that, fellas. The helmet thing got to me. Bro, put a damn helmet on your head and
everybody got to change, right? Everybody got to change. Right.
I love those old shows. I was a banger now. Now, you know, me and Zach Thomas talk about it all the time. We would be fine every game now because we were taught to hit people. If you throw your forehead into somebody's chin, they're not gonna want to block you all game. But now they would call that a penalty. Like we talk about it where we would say, you know, let's break a guy's face mask. To break his face mask, now you have to hit him in his helmet and that helmet down the contact. The game changed that way. The game changed for safety. They're putting these big-ass revolutions. Those revolutions are so ugly. Everybody knows those revolution helmets are ugly, but they're safer.
Right.
Antonio Brown has to understand that. Everybody, even Tom Brady came out and said he loved his helmet, but he saw where the league was going and adjusted to it. AB has to adjust, but like I go back to, he is that high-strung dime that knows everybody loves him. So he can cause all the trouble he wants. As long as he can go out there and catch 100 balls a year, they're going to deal with him. He's going to ball this year. Him and Derek Carr are going to have a great continuity. He's going to do his thing. He's going to have, you know, close to or over, you know, 100 catches. You have to deal with him the days that you aren't playing. That's the biggest issue with Antonio Brown. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Leave him alone on Sunday. He's going to be a Hall of Famer on Sunday when they blow that whistle.
Yeah, I think that is true. Just curious, what is your opinion, Channing, of John Gruden? You know, like he's saying, you know, I'm tired of dreams. I'm tired of talking about dreams. I want to be, you know, nightmare. I want to be other teams' nightmare. Take their job, take their dreams, all that stuff. Does that resonate, or are you just going to roll your eyes at that kind of stuff?
The young boys, I watch Hard Knocks. It's the dumbest thing in the world for a team to do Hard Knocks. I think it doesn't help your team one bit. All it does is it hurts your team. All it does is expose your weaknesses. Dolphins had it. I thought it was worse than ever a couple years back. But John Gruden, he brought up Cleveland Farrell. A young guy would jump into that. Yeah, coach, go home. Let's go. It was like when Saban came from college, when he came from LSU to the Dolphins. All his speeches, I was a rookie. I listened to all his speeches. Yeah, let's go. But then you had Keith Traylor, Ronnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, Sam Madison, Jason, and Zach. You had those guys. And that's what they're like, coach, can we go practice and get better at football, X's and O's? So, yeah, the puppies will listen to him. Personally, I'm a Buccaneers fan, grew up a Buccaneers fan. John Gruden won his Super Bowl with the Tony Dungy's entire offense and defense. He stepped in and won it after Dungy set that organization up for years. They fired him and brought in Gruden. I believe Gruden's going to fail in Oakland. I don't believe he's going to play 10 years out. He's going to make $100 million because, you know, they throw their friends money. He's a part of the old boys club, so he's going to get his money. I don't think he's going to get Oakland right. He was out too long. He's a cartoon head coach. He wants to play. He wants to, you know, laugh. He wants to make Hard Knocks good and be in the media. But I don't know if he can still coach. I loved him calling football games. I loved listening to him talk about football from the box. Now he has to come down on the sideline. It's a whole different approach. I believe he's going to fail. I hope he proves me wrong. I just love teams to be good. I love competition. I love parity in the league. I love when there's a bunch of good teams that's whooping each other every Sunday. But in my personal opinion, I don't think John Gruden is going to figure out the Oakland Raiders. I don't give a damn if they give him 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that one. I don't think my partner is. He's a Raiders fan, though. Are you buying stock in the Browns as a playoff? Are you all in on Baker Mayfield and those Browns with all that talent? We'll see how Kitchens sort of runs it. What do you think?
You hit it on the head, bro. I think Kitchens might be in there over his head.
Me too.
It's going to be great. Odell Beckham's going to come out there and ball, and they're worrying about him now because he's not practicing. Yeah, that's okay. Jason Taylor wore tennis shoes to practice. He just run off the edge and slap people's hands off of him, and then he go out there and be the defensive player of the year on a Sunday.
Yep.
Odell's going to do it. Jarvis is going to do it. And Joku, Nick Chubb is going to ball until Kareem Hunt gets done. It's solidified the whole line. People don't even think about the defensive side of the ball with the Ward and Kyle Garrett. They are loaded. Their roster is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is ready for a Monday when they get beat 27-10, that offense isn't clicking,
uh-huh.
And now Jarvis is mad. Now Odell's mad. Now Baker with his little trash-talking tail. I love him. I don't believe in bulletin board material either, fellas. Don't give anybody anything. You need me to talk about your mom for you to play hard?
Right.
Then you shouldn't be in the league. So all the bulletin board material, I don't believe in. But when they get mad, they start complaining. Odell Beckham gets 4 targets in a game.
Yep.
Jarvis gets 3 targets in
the
game. I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is ready for that, but I don't know if he's ready for that personality maintenance that some of these great coaches, Mike Tomlin did it for years,
mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick known for doing. I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is ready for that. He's an OC. OCs don't have to deal with the personality. So I'm going to see if Freddie Kitchens can keep it together. But, fellas, their roster has Super Bowl potential. I don't know if their management and their coaching staff is ready to deal with a 20-22-week run to really make it to the Super Bowl.
Spot on.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder here on the show. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. The reports are, Channing, that Dak Prescott, he scoffed at $30 million guaranteed. He wants $40 million. Would you feel comfortable paying him even $30 million?
Yes, where the market is, I think he's not a top five guy. Like I said, he's not the quarterback I like. I told you I like 6'4". I like sitting in the pocket, deliver that rock, you know, to get a little pressure, get hit in your stomach and still make that throw with an in cut. I like that guy. He has a own pro. He has 5 guys on his line that's been to Pro Bowl. He has the best running back in the league. Saquon Barkley's up there now. I love Saquon. Zeke is a dog. They brought in Amari. You know, they did that trade. That was good. Is Dak eating off of the play action? That's what they do, but that's their scheme. I think Dak can be successful in this offense. I don't know if Dak is going to go be successful in a New England or a Eagles offense, mm-hmm. or one of wide open New Orleans offense. I don't think that could do what Breeze does. I believe 100% that can't do what Rodgers and Brady and those guys do. Those are the numbers he wants. If they believe that this is their guy and the system is going to stay implemented for a long time throughout this 5-6-year contract they're going to give him, then, yeah, keep him. Give him his money. You're going to mess up the money for Zeke. You're going to mess up the money for Amari. These linemen want to be up. They need to find pass rushers in Dallas. These linebackers, Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith, who I love, they're going to want some money in a second. You're going to break your salary cap if you give Dak 30 plus a year or anywhere close to 40. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But if you believe in him, they give him that money. I don't hate on no man getting paid. Get paid. I want to get the most money I can from radio and everything I do now. And when I was playing, I wanted to maximize my contract. But if I was Jerry Jones's nephew, and it would be hard because I'm a black dude, but if I was Jerry Jones's nephew, I would not. Pay Dak to the level of those top great quarterbacks, the ones I know have went to the Hall of Fame. I think he eats off of his offensive scheme, off of his run game, off of his play action, off of moving out the pocket. The man has 8 game-winning drives and 14 fourth-quarter comebacks. That can swing it. But where were those? If you go back and look at that, a lot of those were Zeke touchdowns in the red zone. So they're giving him credit for that fourth-quarter comeback. But if he could run the ball 10, 12 times in the fourth quarter with a number of touchdowns to lead to those wins. So, personally, I wouldn't pay Dak as a top 5 quarterback, but they have to make that decision. And if they want to get to the old trilogy, the three horsemen, whatever they call it, with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. If you think about it, they had a line, they had a great back, and when Emmitt set out, they went 0-2. When Emmitt came back, they went to win the Super Bowl again. So I think they're looking at that dynamic, and that's where they're so concerned with paying Zeke to make him in that Emmitt role, to keep that, to make him in that Troy role. Yeah. People are products, you know, they're habit, products of the habit. People are habit-based humans. That's what all people are. I think they're trying to get back there. So they might overpay those guys to believe, but they can get back where they were in the mid-90s when we all love watching the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey man, in your career, because I can just tell, like, you were a big talker on the field, like, no question about it. Who was the quarterback though who you knew every week was going to give it right back to your ass?
Philip Rivers, man. Bro, I played Brady a number of times. Brady would ignore you. Peyton would laugh at you. Brady would give you a smirk every now and again. you could get the terrible quarterback. You know, I played the LSU. Terrible. He couldn't throw the ball, you know, couldn't hit the ball side of a barn.
Jamarcus Russell?
I played Jamarcus Russell. Like, you could get to guys like that. You could talk. And
oh, that hurts my heart now. We had a lot of hope for him.
Yeah. You know, fella, I used to do a little research. So I would find somebody that played at college with them or a coach that coached at their college, and I would get their college girlfriend's names or maybe their mom's first name or something, and I would really dig deep to try to get a guy to double look at me after a play. But those greats, man, to come back to your question, the only great quarterback that I respect, that I believe goes to the Hall of Fame, that would talk trash with you from the – I'm talking about, fellas, pregame, 1 o'clock game, you out there, 11:30 warming up, Philip Rivers would be talking trash. He doesn't cuss. And that's the thing, too. I'm a cusser. He wouldn't cuss at you.
Yeah.
He would just be happy and just, oh, hey, hey, Crowder, yeah. Oh, we're going to throw up 35 today, and you can't do nothing about it. Like, Philip Rivers was the only quarterback that I knew got down and dirty trash talking, and I'm watching him to this day. He's the exact same guy. That is the Hall of Fame quarterback that used to, I would say, come down to my level to get into it with me whenever I play field.
I got one more for you because my best friend, one of them's he's a Dolphins fan, has been diehard. Zach Thomas, you mentioned him earlier. You mentioned you still talk to him. Y'all played together. A linebacker we don't talk enough about, right? I mean, one of a seven-time Pro Bowler. How tough a guy was Zach Thomas? You played right beside him.
Man, Zach Thomas used to hit people so hard. He would make me flinch. I would be scraping over the top, and I remember he hit Willis McGahee in Buffalo. He hit Lynch when he was in Buffalo. He caught Curtis Martin one time with the Jets. He would hit a guy, and it would sound like a gunshot. You'd be scraping over the crowd. You pull, pull, pull. The guy goes, and I know where you hear. Bam! And you think somebody, you know, you think a bomb went off in the stadium. You come around the corner, Zach would be on the ground with his eyes rolled in the back of his head shaking. The running back would be on the ground with his eyes rolled in the back of his head
Both
shaking.
Both of them.
Both of them knocked to sleep. Zach jumped back up and said, CC, call the huddle, because he was too busy. And this story, you know, this new day and age of football, this story, people might not understand it, but y'all fellas get me. He would tell me, CC, call the huddle, because he couldn't see well enough to see the coach.
Knock himself
out there.
Yeah.
Those people. I'm talking about knock himself out, knock his stuff to sleep. But Monday, the same way I'm talking about AB, where AB's a headache money through Saturday, Zach Thomas would watch so much film.
You could tell. Yeah.
Bro, he used to bring me over his house. We watch film. We get there at 6 a.m. We work out. 7:15 in the meeting room. Let the coach go through his stuff. Watch film for another hour. He was just him, and I felt like I need to do it because I feel like without Zach, I wouldn't have made it in the league as long as I did. He taught me how to be a pro. Watch film until the second practice is about to start.
Mm.
Go out. Come back in. Watch more film. Watch the practice. Then at night, he'd go back home, the same exact electronic, the same exact screen, the same controls that we had in the meeting room, he had in his theater room at his house. I would go over his house.
Wow.
I would get there maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock. At 10:15, 10:30, I'd be like, ZT, man, I got to go. Like, you know, my lady's at the house. I haven't eaten yet. Okay, whatever. I'll see you tomorrow. And he was sitting there. His wife would tell me, she had to wake him up at 1, 2 in the morning when he went to sleep watching film.
Wow.
We know a quick story about how smart this guy is. We played Detroit one time on New Year's Day. I mean, on our Thanksgiving in Detroit. Whole thing is Zach had a whole three. He had three rebounders full of notes from every game we played. And when he gets injured, he would take the same notes and give them to me as the mic. Like, he's giving me all his stuff
all
that he wrote down.
Yep.
But we went to Detroit, and he'd always tell me here's the stuff that I didn't know through the week. Mm-hmm. We went to Detroit. He came out to the first series, and he said, CC, if 86 is on the ball, they have two tight ends, 86 and 89. He said, if 86 is on the ball, they'll shoot your gap. They'll shoot your gap. I said, okay. Next series, 86 on the ball, and, you know, they're doing all their motions. He ends up on the ball after the pre-snap motion. And I sneak up, but I don't shoot my gap. I end up making a tackle, but it should have been a tackle for loss if I listened to Zach. He cussed me out. CC, I told you to shoot your damn gap. And he was in way more cuss words than that. So then I started shooting my gap. As soon as 86 on the ball, I started shooting my gap. I had two tackles for loss that game. I was in double digit tackles that game.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I said, Zach, I was like, what did you see, bro? Like, what did you see in that first series? I'm thinking he's going to say, oh, I see the tight end pan, or I saw something to him. He told me the offensive coordinator, this was 05, 06, right, uh-huh, early in my career.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, no. The OC at Detroit was with the Chargers in the late 90s. I knew his two tight end run game.
Good Lord.
And I figured it, bro. And this is six, seven
Lord.
Years later.
Yes.
He said, I remember that he always picked a tight end to run through, and I figured out it was 86. And that trend that he remembered from 7 years ago, Big Dog,
yep,
was 100% correct through four quarters. He knew exactly where the ball was going. And easily we won, because if you know something like that, they can't run the ball. They had no rushing yards. Zach figured it out. And then the greatness of Zach now, think about the film study and the knowledge and,
yep,
just what you can do mentally. He could translate it to other guys. He could explain to me why I need to shoot my gap, explain to the D linemen where they need to press their shoulder because 86 is on the right or 86 is on the line. When you can take your film study and make other people better, you need to be in the Hall of Fame. Look at Zach Thomas and Brian Urlacher's numbers next to each other.
Yes, sir.
All Urlacher has on him is interception.
Yep.
And Urlacher, he came out of college as a safety. And Urlacher was a moth. I love Urlacher.
He was.
No knock against Lack. But if Lack's in there, ZT needs to be in there.
They are
both great linebackers.
Yeah.
Man, CC, thank you for this.
This was awesome, man.
We appreciate
the time as always.
Appreciate y'all, man. Anytime, holler at me.
Yes, sir. He is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Love it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, just that.
Get that football perspective.
No question about it. Yeah.
See, Zach Thomas, the will level was off the charts. That's,
yep,
knocking yourself out when you're trying to hit.
Yep.
But he was 5'11".
Yep.
You look at him, he wasn't much, but he was always in the spot.
Oh, always.
Now I see why. Now you hear about the film study.
Yeah, he was just a fear monger, man. You know, like when Zach Thomas was in the game, like you tried to avoid him.
And he came up under Zach and sort of took it from there. But
yeah,
man, so glad we got that.
I think you're right. Zach Thomas definitely is one of those sort of forgotten great defensive players
over
the years.
Seven-time Pro Bowler.
And I think it's because he played for Miami, right? And then in those years, they were pretty lean in terms of what they did. But Zach Thomas was always a great, you know. Yes, there's no doubt about that. All right, when we come back, lots more to come here on the show, including I did a little exercise. I put together an all-decade team for the University of Memphis basketball program. And, you know, maybe the names won't surprise you, but some of the stuff I found might. So we'll do that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies.
And purple is for music.
And are we twins?
No. Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's doorbuster, 1-inch binders for $1. $1 in-store or online at officedepot.com. Limit 10.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions. Like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
All aboard for delicious country cooking the way it's supposed to be made with today's Perks deal. $20 to the Whistle Stop for only $10. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
The Chevy Open House event is here, and it's time to discover Chevy vehicles your way. Browse the showroom, honk the horn, lift the hood, kick the tires, feel the power, see the deals. With vehicles like the all-new 2019 Silverado, Equinox, and the Malibu, it's no wonder people are switching to Chevy. Join us at the Chevy Open House event on August 22nd and open the door to a new Chevy. Right now, qualified buyers get the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with 0% APR for 60 months when you finance with GM Financial, plus $1,000 down payment assistance, or get a total of $8,760 total value offer. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 4%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Based on 52,175 MSRP. Total value offer includes 3010 price reduction below MSRP, 4750 total cash allowance, and 1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/3/2019. See participating dealer for details. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Got some breaking news on 92.9, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Certainly do not like to pass this one along, though. DeMarcus Cousins, Los Angeles Lakers center, has suffered a torn ACL and likely out for the season. So loses yet another year after battling back from the Achilles. You know, from 2 years ago.
Say it ain't so, Boogie.
It is so. You got to wonder, I mean, is his career over, you know? You have to wonder that because, you know, this is a second straight season. Not a second straight, but a two out of three seasons he has lost now. He is going to be 30 years old this time. He just turned 29. He's going to be 30 next year. You know, you have to wonder if we're getting to the end of the road with him, you know? And that's really unfortunate.
Remember how at one point he was so polarizing and a guy that was considered, some people, you either hated him or you loved him, but at this point in his career, he's kind of become beloved. Part of it's this story, right? How he fought back, got back, has had to go through the injury thing because, look, he was probably scheduled for a huge payday, huge contract just like everybody else, and he's been, you know, he's had to do these 1 years and come back and have to prove himself. But there was also sort of, it seemed, a change in him, sort of a softening in him. I don't know, John, maybe this is me and – maybe I'm totally off here, but you got the feeling that he softened and sort of, you know, he was always going hard on the floor and always did, right? I mean, he used to give Mark the business.
Yep.
But the thing was, it was you would get the sense he was ungrateful about it, right? The media doing its job, asking him questions, he would bristle up. You know, he had tons of run-ins with columnists, that kind of thing.
Yes, he did.
And not that he completely changed that, but it seemed there was something. A sort of, you know, once that injury hit, there was sort of, man, I can't take this for granted, and maybe a sort of softening, and maybe that's why there's been this sort of, you know, change in our perception of him. I never hated on Boogie, never, you know, a lot of people did, thought he wasn't going to make it, have a long career, all that stuff, respected what he did on the floor, but I always wondered if he was grateful, sort of, you know, for the position he's in, and you get that sense now. I mean, gosh, to have it taken away again after you just fought through, I mean, tough blow for dude.
I mean, and for the Lakers.
Like you say, he's 30 now?
He's 29. He'll turn 30
he'll
this
be 30
time next
year.
Going into next year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It'll never be the same.
It's not
in terms of what he could have made.
Right.
Probably championships at this point.
You know, because nobody's ever going to be able to give him a lengthy contract again. You can't. You know? So he's going to play the rest of his career on 1 year contracts, which, you know, that's not ideal. You know?
Yeah.
That's hard to do every year, you know? You know, because you're constantly having to, you know, Tyreek did it at the end of his career. You know, he played on the biannual here, and then he amazingly got a $12 million deal for 1 year in Indiana. And then, of course, now he's banned from the league for 2 years. But, you know, that's hard to do.
I mean, I'd forgotten that.
He's banned. And we still don't know why.
Yeah,
like
Tyreek?
We don't know.
Show is banned.
I texted Doc, I don't know, a week after it happened.
Tyreek's brother.
I said, hey, man, you know, everything good? And he's like, yep, we're good. I'm like, okay. Do you guys know that Tyreek is banned? You know?
I think there was no news.
We could start.
There was no news for you. They're banned and they're out for a minute. They're good.
We could. That's it.
There's all they can tell you.
Tyreke Evans will not play again in the NBA.
How old is he?
He's got to be in his 30s now, right?
We're not talking to OJ Mayo here where we don't see him again, are we?
He'll be 30 in September, and he still has to do 2 years.
We'll see it. We'll see old man Tyreke.
No.
Come back on a 1 year. My Bulls will sign him.
At 32, 33 years old?
You know, just to give
him. Out of the league?
Training camp.
Again, you're assuming he's going to stay in shape. You're assuming, you know what I mean?
Doesn't he have to? I'm sure Tyreke expects to get back. He's not calling it a career. He won't go the way of Mayo.
I know. Well, he shouldn't. He should stay motivated.
Absolutely, he should. He'll get another opportunity.
I'm going to be the Grim Reaper here. Tyreke, you're not getting back into the NBA. The NBA ain't waiting on Tyreke Evans. You know that. You know?
I'm just saying some end of the, you know, some bench deal. That's what I see. I'm not telling you he's going to come back and average 20, John. That somebody will give him a chance. This won't be like Melo.
He gonna take the roster.
He's begging.
I mean, if Carmelo Anthony can't get on an NBA team right now,
you won't take him back 2 years from now, just as the eleventh man.
No, twelfth man. He ain't taking nobody's roster spot because we're going young.
It'll be vet men.
You know, but he can go overseas. Go overseas and make some money. I'm assuming that's the plan. You know. He can put up 50 points a game in China like Lester Hudson.
I feel better about his earnings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.